Praise the Lord. As I said, you cannot be in a prophetic ward. You can't be a prophet and you don't have a prophetic ward and you don't have a prophetic chamber. The prophetic chamber represents your high place of prayer. It represents your place of meeting with the Father, where He can just speak to you. In the cool of the day, I tell you, ain't nothing like 4:30 in the morning, I'm telling you. Because you're able to get up and nobody's moving, nobody's doing anything. And you hear God in the cool of the day. He's so sweet, His Spirit is so sweet. And God just begins to talk to you. He begins to set your day up. And then begins to say, command your morning, speak over your day. Speak the seed of the word into your day so that the dawn can become pregnant and breath out those, it can manifest that thing. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. A song called Manifest. Ooh, called says pregnant possibilities, now birth anew, travailing to obtain it, for it must come to pass. I decree it. I declare it, and I call it in the spirit to become what God's designed me to be. It can't happen if you don't go there. It can't happen if you don't have a high place of prayer, if you don't go to that place. God will summon you. I am a witness. You can be in your car. Got to pull your car over. Because the presence of the Lord done came up on you. You done missed prayer for 2 days, but He called you into prayer. Oh God, got off work and was working security, and God has called me to my prophetic ward on my face. I was in my security uniform, and I couldn't wait to get off work so I could get in the presence of God. And I pulled my Corsica over. Y'all know how old that car is. And I pulled up my little car over. I got out in my uniform. I was at a children's park, right behind a school, a public school. The lady was walking a dog, and folk was jogging. And I got down on my face in the grass, in the park, and I began to weep and I began to worship God because I was right there. Somebody else, why is he laying down in the middle of the open park in the children's park? Why he laying down in the middle of this open grass and ain't nobody really here and folk just, it's just early in the morning, and why he messing up his uniform? He done lost his mind. No, I found my mind in Christ. I done found my mind. Now the mind of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have to work with me, y'all. Hallelujah. I don't know when it just happens. God just pulled me up because I laid there on my face and I was in the Garden of Eden. I heard the birds chirping, but I heard them chirping in Genesis. I could feel the wind blowing past my face, but it was the wind of the Spirit. I could see the trees, but I swore I saw the tree of life. You don't hear me. I got down on my face. And I begin to weep and I begin to cry because I begin to see the beauty of the Lord and His splendor. Oh my God, He is so awesome. He's so beautiful. He's so radiant. If you ever get a chance to see God, I don't care what you're going through, it will change your life forever. You can never deny seeing God when you have a place that you can meet Him at where nobody else populates. It's a place where He comes to and He meets with you. My God, the song says He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me that I am His own in the garden. My God, I gotta calm down. Woo, gee, I want you to go with me. Kind of wrapping up, we are almost through. But I just want you to get that. I want you to get the importance of that. Because if you are not in your prophetic ward, you are out of place. And any prophet assigned to a church that is out of place means that there is a wound on the church that is infected. And after a while, it's just like a body that has no white blood cells or no immune system. You are open and defenseless for every attack because your prophets, your intercessors, your people that watch in the Holy Ghost are out of place. Yeah, you may be in the timing of God, but you out of the place of God. You may be walking in the Kairos or the Kairos, but you are so out of topos And then we got to go past that and get into, we always talk about the Kairos moment, but those are always the Moed moment, the sequential movement of God, step by step, letter by letter. Come on, y'all. Come on. Jot by jot, tittle by tittle, line upon line, precept upon precept, here, there, here a little, there a little. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Habakkuk 2 and 1. I'm going to read it this way. I'm going to read it from the King James Version first. We're going to go old school first. I'm going to go to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I want you to see something. I've got to let you see this. You got to see it. Habakkuk 2 and 1 says this. It says, thank you, Jesus. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Now, I just sped through that because I want you, that's King James. Now, I want you to see and hear what the Amplified Version says. I'm going to read it slowly like I'm talking so you can understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, okay? It says, oh, I know I have been rash to talk out plainly this way to God. I'm about to be in trouble about what I'm about to say. But I will, in my thinking, stand up on my post or my watch or my ward of observation and station myself on the tower or fortress, and will watch. I will watch to see what he will say within me. Oh God, y'all. And what answer I will make as his mouthpiece to the perplexities of my complaint against him. Wait a second. So when I am in my place, I look within my spirit to say what God will say within me. I look in here to watch to see what he will say within me. And then what I'm going to answer back about the complaint I just gave him. That means that when you get in your place, God begins to answer you. You begin to answer you by way of the Holy Ghost. There's some question that we got. But when you get in the, you know, every time you got a question, you go in the presence of God, he just solves it. And the question doesn't become the question, it becomes an answer. Questions become answers in the presence of God. I want you to think about that. Quickly they do, because there's no limitation in God. There's no such thing as God. God ain't going to tell you, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't understand how you're going to make it. I just don't. Oh, he wouldn't be God. Nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing. Well, God didn't see that come away. He probably didn't see the, he ain't see that. No, that doesn't make sense. That's that he would be a joker on the street. He wouldn't be God. Doesn't mean he controls your mind. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're a son of God. Because those that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Lord Jesus. And the Lord answered me. This is what he said. When I looked in my spirit to see and watch what he would say within me, this is what he said. He said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. That means folk that don't even want to speak to you, going to run past you so fast, they ain't going to have to help, but they got to see your vision. Because you're going to become your vision. You're going to walk in your vision. You're going to own your vision. Because it comes out of that secret place. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end fulfillment. It runs. Lord, when you got a vision from God, from that place in his presence, it moves fast toward destiny. It moves fast toward manifestation. It moves quickly toward fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. Yee, Lord Jesus. That means that your breakthrough is never, ever late. You know, Lord don't come when you want him, but he's always right on time. We say it so much, we don't realize that God, what do you mean God don't come when you want? Of course God don't come when you want him. You don't come to places when you want to. You late for everything and everybody. Sometimes you can't even trust you. Sometimes you got to tell your own self, shut up, what are you talking about? Why you being so mean and evil? Why you being so crazy and lazy? What's wrong with your retarded self? So if you know you going through with you, how in the world the Lord gonna trust you with some stuff? But when you begin to learn how to lean and trust on his everlasting arm and on his word and on the voice of God, it doesn't tarry. You ain't got to wait for the vision, because when you walk in vision, you birth it out in everything that you do. I'm not somebody that prophesies. My being prophesies. When I wake up in the morning, my feet hitting the carpet prophesies about what God is going to do, not just in my life, but the life of the body of Christ. I ain't got to open my mouth to prophesy. Everything about me speaks the rulings and the judgments of Almighty God. We got to go to the next clip, because I'm getting happy all by myself. Come back. We're going to go to Psalm chapter 18. It's something I want you to see. It's something I want you to see. It's something I want you to see. All right? Praise God.